At 11:30 every workday, the lunch whistle blows at Bath Iron Works, and ship fitters, welders, pipe fitters, electricians, and painters gather in at the yard's south gate for a strict 30-minute lunch break. But many Bath residents know very little about these people or about the dangerous work they do. Two Bath locals, Hopper McDonough and Heather Perry, decided to ask them and record their answers and take their portraits. The result is an exhibition called Southgate Faces. Keith Shortall spoke with the creators about what the project revealed.
I think the very first time I drove by that gate and saw the workers out there, I knew there was something that should be captured. And after driving by for years and years, and after meeting Heather, I said, let's do this. Let's take these portraits. And she said, yeah, I thought the same thing.
But then it's how to do it. And I knew right away that I wanted to do studio portraits, and that was going to involve a studio. So
this studio is only two or three blocks from the yard. We thought, well, we'll do it here.
Except that we also knew there was no way we would get them to come up here. So
it turns out they have basically
30
from,
minutes.
From the time they hit the gate to the time they get back in, they have 30 minutes for lunch.
We knew we had to bring the studio to them. So we did. We built a studio out of PVC and shade fabric, and we made it something that could break down and collapse onto the top and inside of Hopper's minivan. And we drove it down there. And we basically set up an alien spaceship in the middle of their living room.
My name is Dan Ouellette, and I am a pipe fitter at Bath Iron Works for 27 years this week. Just doing the pipe fitting, it wears out your elbows and your knees and your joints in your body, and it's time for me to retire in three more years.
Very crowded with lots of people, dirty, smoky, dusty, lots of grit and toxic.
Trash, mud, dirt. Trade debris.
It's just hot, miserable. You got a respirator on, hard hat, face shield, safety glasses fogging up. I can't see. Clothes get drenched in sweat.
When I first started here, it was definitely very intimidating. I definitely was very scared. You know, melting point of steel is 2,700 degrees, and I definitely watch out every day for something to go wrong, because definitely something could go wrong.
Scary as hell.
This is not a place to work if you're at all claustrophobic.
Not at all. That was one of the themes that came out as well, is that they work in tight spaces.
The welders will say, I'm hanging upside down. I'm in a tiny little, like I'm in the trunk of my car. It's that size.
Picture trying to fit where your spare tire goes in the back of your van.
I mean, there's some places where I'm crawling where I'm not always sure I'm going to be able to get out, or if I am by myself, no one's going to find me for a while.
So I'm the smallest guy on the crew, so that's where I get put in the tight spots.
One thing that really got us was how much they liked the job.
Yeah, they all love the job.
That's one thing that really surprised us. These jobs that they describe as dusty and dirty and gritty
and loud
and dangerous, almost to a builder, they loved it.
Pretty amazing feeling knowing that parts of you have literally gone into that, watching it sail down the river.
It's just impressive to see something that they said couldn't be built and go down the river.
Oh my God, I cried. I cried because it is the first ship I start on when I begin at Bath Iron Works. And to see it sail down the river, tears came to my eyes.
I just like working with steel and working on big things, thick metal, heavy structural work. It's a manly job, and I like it.
I like that I'm part of something that's bigger than me, bigger than all of us, and put together we're doing something really, really cool here.
What this really was is an exercise in listening to one another. I have lived here two blocks up from the yard for 18 years, and I hear the horn, five times a day or whatever it is. I know that I can't leave my house at 3:30 because I can't get anywhere when the yard lets out. I know that when I run on Washington Street, I feel a little uncomfortable if I go by at 11:30 when they're all out for lunch. But there's this huge workforce, and we're not mixing. Like, the community of Bath is not mixing with this community that comes in to work. And who are they? And what are their hopes and dreams? And what do they want from a day of work? And all of a sudden now I feel like we've opened a window between these two communities. And it's nothing more than that. It's nothing more than that. We've listened to 65 people that are do something different than what we do. But I feel like it feels a little different.
There's more on the project at mainpublic.org.